Day 10. Take courage. Let's just look at two scriptures here. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." And the second scripture from Acts 23, verse 11. The following night, the Lord stood near to Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify about me in Rome." We admire people of outstanding courage and then evaluate our capabilities and disqualify ourselves from their noble ranks. Instead, today, hear Jesus speaking to you. Jesus does not ask us to find courage, develop courage, or even earn courage. In the first passage of Scripture, Jesus challenges us to take courage. Often we're so self-reliant that we just want to find our own supply of strength to prevail. But here God simply instructs us, take it. Today, as you face decisions and dreams and feel overwhelmed, look into the face of Jesus and take courage for the days ahead of you. Recently, I've visited a friend who had just been diagnosed with cancer, and she was about to start a lengthy cycle of chemotherapy and radiotherapy. As I chatted to her, she was obviously feeling overwhelmed and shared that she did not like hospitals, so wondered how she would cope with all the routines of the coming months. As we prayed, I had a picture for her and saw Jesus squatting down with his arms extended towards her. She was standing about 25 meters away, and Jesus called her, saying, "Come, I'm watching you, and I will give you all the help you need." As this truth resonated in her spirit, she suddenly realized all she had to do was receive this help and run into his arms and rest. We have to learn to position ourselves in the right place to receive and just take courage. In the second scripture, we read how Paul needed a new dose of courage. He had already experienced God's goodness helping him speak in Jerusalem, but now he had to go further. Often it is hard to face the same set of circumstances a second time, as your past experience reminds you of the struggle. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. It is like that for many mothers with the birth of a second child. You suddenly remember why you never wanted to go into labour again, and it takes courage to engage and deliver your baby, because now you know the pain of the birthing process. Maybe you have been through a trial of financial difficulty, and you survived, but now you're facing it again, requiring further courage. Nelson Mandela powerfully expresses the nature of courage. He says this, "I have learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." So know that God is with you, and just as he has helped you previously, he will strengthen you again today. Therefore, do not fear the days ahead, but take courage for this season. Courage to stand for the second time after disappointment requires determination. Winston Churchill said, "Courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm." Some may call this stupidity rather than courage, but we do need to find that tenacity to try again and not be fearful. Many of us carry a weariness concerning the promises of God for our life, and it is easy just to give up. But now is the time to take courage and stand for the second, third, and umpteenth time. I feel that in this new season, many of the doors of vision that were previously shut will now open with brand new opportunities. It is time to knock on those doors of your hopes and dreams and see if they will not open again this time round. I was speaking to a pastor several months ago about a project that he had wanted to launch in his community. He had tried to raise the support 2 years ago, but had no backing or funding released. Yet when I prophesied the same details of this project again, without any prior knowledge of his previous plans, he decided to have another try. This took courage, as he had felt so humiliated by the previous lack of response. However, this time it was different. The doors flew open, and now he has the buildings and the funding necessary to fulfil the mission. So, take courage. Come, let us pray. Father, today, let me see your face and hear your voice encouraging me to take courage. Jesus, where I've lost sight of you, helping me to stand when I felt weary, I ask you now to give me fresh courage. Give me hope to stand a second time and believe again where I feel I have previously failed. Thank you, God, that you have the courage I need today. Teach me to be a good receiver and take what I need from you. Thank you. Amen.